What the activities do are they're interactive. So instead of getting young men to providing young men with information that is didactic and lecture based, what we do with the activities is provide information through participation and playing a game. So, for instance, the STI activity is based on the old-fashioned game Spin the Bottle. So the boys take it in terms of spinning the bottle, and then we take them through a scenario and they talk that through and actually internalise what it would be like to have an STD. So how they would know that they had an STD, what they would do if they had an STD, and what the consequences would be. So taking it a step further from just being able to list the names of STDs to actually thinking through what are the consequences for them if they actually got an STD.
And also these sorts of activities are about self-reflection and encouraging self-reflection in young men, which is difficult in just about anywhere in the world. How effective have they been?
Yeah, that's right. No, they've been very effective. So not only is it self-reflection, but it also allows young men to be able to talk about these issues with each other. And young men often have problems discussing topics that are a bit taboo or confiding in each other around these type of subjects. But through playing the games, they're able to do that in an environment that's quite safe. It's fun. They can laugh about it and they can open up about different issues. So it's actually been a really, really amazing way to work with young men and just see how they respond through participation in the activities.
The kit is also a response to a general lack of services directed towards men's health needs in Papua New Guinea. What are some of the unique problems that these young men have?
The problems that young men have are not particularly unique to PNG. I think young men find it very difficult to access health services, not only here but elsewhere. But young men often feel that health services are designed predominantly for women and children and are quite often staffed by women. But it's difficult for young men to go to a health service where the staff at health service are all women, and to talk about issues pertaining to sex, alcohol, you know, things that they really want to know about. So this just provides them with another avenue of getting that information.
While these activities have been launched in Port Moresby, are there any plans to extend similar services to the rest of the country?
The project started in Port Moresby, so we did research with young men here in Port Moresby, but the issues are not geographically bound, and the project will be taken out to young men in other parts of the country.